This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Tonight, Madison will vote whether to become the first city in Wisconsin to collect room taxes from Airbnb through the company's website. Online apps like Airbnb let people book space in a private home for a short stay. Estimates show that the city might be missing out on as much as $270,000 in potential tax revenue. But as Shemaine Mills reports, Madison's having a hard time finding and regulating them.
61-year-old Peter Marshall has biked in France and hiked in Wales. For each of those European trips, he booked accommodations using Airbnb. The retired doctor from St. Paul, Minnesota, likes how easily he can find a place almost anywhere by just using his smartphone.
I can see pictures of the place. I know exactly what it's going to cost. I can see reviews of the owner and, you know, personal story from the owner.
Marshall also uses Airbnb when he's in Madison. He's not a light packer. On this particular 5-day trip, he's brought a bicycle and a guitar, which he's trying to tune.
I think this was my problem. Okay, let's see what this does.
The relationship between Madison officials and Airbnb has been anything but harmonious. Less than 20 of the estimated 400 Madison rentals listed on Airbnb pay the city's 9% room tax. Matt Tucker is city zoning administrator.
We don't have staff to go out and, you know, try and hunt down and find these. That's part of why we are looking at trying that third party for investigation.
It can be a game of cat and mouse, but even those who are willing to pay taxes and attempt to get licensed under the city ordinance regulating short-term rentals think hiring an outside company to track them may be heavy-handed.
My first reaction, that seems nasty.
That's Peter Daly, who says the city should welcome Airbnb hosts as entrepreneurs.
If we want to chase everybody out of town, the tourist along with the Airbnb host, then bring in the army. I mean, clear us all out.
Mayor Paul Soglin says he wants to prevent hotel wannabes from operating under the radar in residential neighborhoods. There have been few complaints, but Soglin is concerned lucrative short-term rentals will reduce affordable long-term housing. He says attempts to get hosts licensed and paying room tax won't include penalties.
Our goal is education and compliance.
Madison officials are also considering a plan to collect room tax through Airbnb. New Orleans has done this, and Green Bay is watching Madison. Harp Posen is an associate professor of management at UW-Madison's Business School. He says Airbnb stands to gain through agreements like these.
I think it is undoubtedly true that Airbnb has finally figured out that their goal is not to thwart regulation, but to use regulation to strengthen their position in the market.
Some have characterized the agreements with cities as Airbnb riding their way to legitimacy. Posen disagrees, saying old regulations don't fit new conditions of the ride and home-sharing economy.
There's no way that the regulations that govern taxis or hotels could have envisioned what we are doing today. It is necessary that those regulations adapt to fit current technological and economic circumstances.
Posen says it's good that the old and new conflict as society tries to shape regulations in a way that's best for all. Neighbors of Airbnb homes, visitors, and hosts like Daly. He supports having Airbnb collect city room tax from renters.
Well, I actually like that idea as a host because it simplifies my bookkeeping. It makes it upfront to my guests that there are taxes to be paid. When they pay their bill through Airbnb, they know they're paying taxes.
Daly says right now it's all hidden, much like the unregulated rentals that city officials have trouble finding. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.